Hey, dance family, it's Brooke, and my next guest, Frankie Morgan, is a cherished judge here in the Star Dance Alliance, whose professionalism and positive attitude has helped him soar in the dance industry. Keep on listening, because this is the podcast where we believe in just a little bit of dance. Frankie Morgan. I am so happy to be here talking with you after such a long day of competing.
Yes.
Judging all day.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sitting and chatting with me.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's my pleasure.
So how has your week been in judging?
My week has been really good. I flew in from another event, so left that event to fly right to this one. So it feels like one long event in the best way, but I've definitely been enjoying myself.
Nationals to nationals, mm-hmm. to back home next?
Yes, to back home for a little bit, to then do some traveling and teaching, and then I have to judge a beauty pageant, so kind of a fun, like, different judging avenue.
Okay, something different. So mm-hmm. let's dive into just you and your life.
Okay.
So you grew up competing, of course.
I did, yes. We were a smaller studio, so we did more, like, convention competitions, mm-hmm. and then we did maybe, like, two regular competitions.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we were not SDAers, but I love it. Yes, it definitely did the job.
Gives you an opportunity to get on stage, perform, make friends, and do all of those fun things. So what was your favorite thing growing up dancing?
My favorite thing growing up dancing? I would say conventions. To be able to go to a hotel, everybody's there because they love to dance. Everybody's taking class kind of on the same level, and then you see them compete to where then it changes it. Mm-hmm. But then just like the next day to see them in class again was really cool. And to just be around that many people that love to dance was, like, so inspiring for me.
Just the commitment and mm-hmm. dancing all day, nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, bonds you on a different level.
And I got my first cell phone from going to conventions because, like, got to keep track. So I was so cool.
You're like, I have to keep on dancing because I need this phone.
Yeah, and I didn't even text them, nor did we have, you know, smartphones. So it was, like, a tablet, I guess. Like, a, like, caveman tablet.
Okay, so competitive dancing and mm-hmm. then... Once you graduated high school, where did life go from there?
I had a plan. I went to LA when I was in the eighth grade, mm-hmm. auditioned.
Eighth grade?
Yeah, well, not like, I didn't move there then, but I took my first trip there with my parents because I'd gotten a scholarship to take classes.
Oh, yeah.
So that was like the first like LA experience, and I was like, wow, I love it. Knew I didn't want to go to school. I graduated in May, and then I moved in August to LA. I had a friend that needed a roommate, bam. And then I got signed with an agency in September, and then booked my first job in October.
And what was the job?
It was a Disney pilot. It was Zombies and Cheerleaders.
Okay, yeah.
And that turned into like another thing like years down the road, I guess. But yeah, it was so cool to like film. I had to wear contacts, so I had to get like a contact
Were
fitting.
Were you a zombie?
I was, yes. Yes, I was a zombie.
That is so neat. So are you still currently auditioning?
Life has been lifing, I guess you could say, in the sense that it makes sense for me to not be in West Coast or East Coast, mm-hmm. to be close to family. That's always the most important thing in life as I've gotten older. So now I just teach, I try to inspire people, and I judge.
Judge as well, and mm-hmm. it's so nice that as a dancer, you have opportunities to perform, and you can always go back to performing.
Yes, yes. It's nice to be able, when an opportunity does come up, to dance on the stage, because it's like, yes, you're going to take that opportunity, and yes, you're going to just love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Soak it up, if you will.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So as a judge, mm-hmm. the dancer steps onto stage. Mm-hmm. What, I know there's obviously technique, mm-hmm. choreography, performance. What are you looking at? Like, take me through your process as
okay.
a judge. Okay.
Well, I'm a Capricorn with a Pisces rising, so
essential information.
Yes, so I'm looking for feelings. I want to feel something. Like, I want to see the story. If you're reaching, I want to imagine there's somebody that you're trying to grab. Like, so I always ask the question, who are you reaching for? What are you running for? Are you running from something? So like, I want to feel that story just being told. And if that's done, then you've brought music to life, and then essentially job well done.
Okay.
As a dancer,
that makes so much sense. It's a good to have a motivation behind anything you're doing. Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a transition, or even if mm-hmm. it's just a shoulder roll, like, why, mm-hmm. what's that storytelling? Why on that set, like on that accent,
yeah.
you know?
I think it's easy, maybe easier for like lyrical contemporary to mm-hmm. tell that story, but what about in like a jazz piece or hip hop?
Yeah,
like
I feel like, well, I always say this for hip hop because of it being like different songs,
mm-hmm.
you have to be like a chameleon. whenever it steps on this color, it changes color. When it steps on that color, it changes again. So I just try to match the vibe. I guess it turns in from emotion to vibe when it comes to hip hop, because, you know, we all have vibes and we don't have emotions, I guess. But I guess it just depends on the song, the story, the accents, the music, and that just kind of just takes you wherever it should.
Yeah. So Golden Buzzer.
Golden Buzzer, yes.
You gave a Golden Buzzer this week, right?
I did. Yes, yes. I did.
So would you say, similarly to when you're judging, that is similar things that stand out that make a piece Golden Buzzer worthy for you?
Yes. For me, the piece that I gave the Golden Buzzer to, it was just a breath of fresh air. We had seen very high energy. We had seen a lot of crazy skills. And then this dance came on and it was so simple. They gave like a really thoughtful reach, a really thoughtful plie. And it just, the simplicity just touched me in the way that it was like, wow, that was not that much, but it was so everything at the same time. And that was the reason why I slammed the Golden Buzzer.
So as a judge, what is that like, standing from your seat, hitting the Golden Buzzer?
It's beyond, I'm sweating thinking about it. My heart's racing. It's exciting because you see this dance and it starts and then your heart starts racing because you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm feeling something.
Aww.
Does it continue? And it did. And then we have to obviously pass the message along and all of that. So then that becomes like a even more like, ooh, it's happening. And then I wanted to try to make it like not known. So I wanted to like be smooth about it. And so it was cool to kind of surprise the dancers for them to think like they're just, you know, doing their bow and then bam, you know, you're unbelievable.
You're unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You'll never forget that. It's like it plays in your head on repeat.
It does. And I'm not mad at it. You know, hopefully I'm going to be unbelievable in that
sense.
It's
an unbelievable experience. Yeah. An unbelievable moment.
You better believe it.
From an unbelievable person.
Yeah.
Final question.
Yes.
What has been the most rewarding thing that dance has given you?
The most rewarding thing that dance has given me, I would say it has given me life. Life can be very hard, like real life, and so to have the escapism of dance, to have the friendships, the memories, and for it to take you places, like to travel, it's been such a beautiful blessing and such a beautiful part of my life that I'm forever thankful.
Dance is so special.
It is. And even I'll be brushing my teeth to a song and I'm like, oop, you're brushing your teeth to the accent. I guess you're just dancing right now. So it's like, we're always dancing.
Always dancing. Know? Always listening to music. Always moving.
At the grocery store, grabbing it on the accent. Grabbing that on the plie, you know? So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me, Frankie.
Thank you, Brooke. It's been such a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And also follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Just a Little Bit of Dance. And as always, keep on believing.